Well, you were in Alaska?
Yeah, I had shared with one time about that experience, some of that experience. Because I was a state leader and I would have a chance to.
In Alaska?
Yeah.
Oh.
I mean, the only thing I would mention about that again, perhaps again, but is it just that, you know, you see how human, also human father is.
Mm-hmm.
How, he just asked me, he just say, you know, come here and, you know, had me sit there and he'd treat me just like he, I was a member of his, I was his own son.
Address and phone number, please.
Yeah, no differently. I mean, he was very, very personable and, of course, he'd give me some directions, you know. And it was tough to be next to father. It was tough.
Mm.
Not always feeling comfortable. I mean, I know that I was, there was some, like, some Korean ladies I remember were talking about how, oh, it's so wonderful, I feel like the kingdom of heaven around father. This kind of, but sometimes I felt like, you know, maybe that's my spiritual space that I'm in. But you felt sometimes, yeah, there's judgment there.
Judgment in what way?
Well, I'm just saying that, in other words, you feel, maybe it's partly inside yourself, you feel this sense of, you know, in a sense I'm unworthy, or that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
And I heard a testimony about, maybe some of you heard this testimony about one brother who was fishing. He was a fisherman.
Mm-hmm.
And I heard this testimony. So this is not a direct experience at all, but they were having some kind of a competition, and father was out with his boat, and everybody's supposed to have three people in the boat. You ever hear this one? And the one brother said, one brother was out in his own boat by himself, and father said, you know, where are the other two crew members? And he said, he says, you're supposed to have three. He says, oh, there are three, father, me, myself, and I. And father invited him to lunch because father was so happy that he was so candid and so, you know, just regular guy with father. And,
that was good.
Yeah, yeah. So that's sort of a clue to the invitation process. And father's judgment can be very hard. He made me made a condition one time for me, and he gave me a year to fulfill the condition, and I didn't fulfill it. And I was saying some things like, "Well, I didn't have time," sort of that's kind of excuse kind of thing. And father just looked at me like, "Why are you telling me this?"
Why? Well,
like, stared at me like, "Why are you telling me this?" He didn't say that, but that's what I felt.
Mm.
It cut to the quick, I'll tell you.
Mm.
It really did. So I mean that kind of thing, you know, and from that you see how very, very serious mother is. That and we can't match his seriousness.
Mm-hmm.
Never come up to that kind of seriousness. And and mother's this way too. Mother, one time she, yeah, mother's this way too. Mother's, you know, I mean, I think in some of her speeches and so on recently, you can see that. But I just was struck by, I'm struck by the fact that they're just very, very human, and at the same time, something way above that. And did I share this? I don't mean to repeat myself, but I don't know if I told this story, because I've told it to a few people, and that is Dr. Pak was traveling with Father all the time at that time. And one time, Dr. Pak fell ill while we were fishing in the Kenai Peninsula, which is right out of Anchorage. You can drive on the Kenai Peninsula from Anchorage, and it's a great fishing area. So Father wanted to fish on the Kenai Peninsula that day, and so we were down there with Father, and Dr. Pak fell ill, so I was asked to drive him back to Anchorage, and he got on a plane into Korea and checked into a hospital apparently, and I saw him a few months later And Dr. Pox said, you know, I almost died that day. And he says, and you know, and he said this very seriously. He said, and you know, Father isn't human.
He's what?
He isn't human.
Isn't human.
Why did he say that?
Because what Father is doing is like beyond the energy of most of us.
Yeah. Oh, there is, wow.
Beyond the ability of most of us. He's doing these phenomenal things. There's so many things that he's asking them to do to keep up with him.
Mm-hmm.
That you know, Dr. Pock, you know, had a collapse physically. So, that was it. He told this to me like very in low tone and very seriously. So, Father's not human.
But he survived.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah.
Well, you know, you've been through, you know, camp and all that, near starvation, all that. That's pretty incredible stuff.
Many times we fasted for 3 days?
Well,
7 days?